tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. And I hope each of you have had a blessed week and that you and your family are remaining healthy, as this is the time of the year when there are so many viruses in the air. Today's message is about finding rest for your soul. All of us need to take time out of our busy lives to find rest for our soul. And I'll be telling you throughout today's message why that is so important. It's easy to allow worry to consume our minds, thinking of all the what-ifs of the situation, thinking of the past and the future unknown. It is easy to let negative thoughts continue to flow, to cause us to feel uneasy and anxious. Friends, let me remind you that worrying won't give us more time, and we can't change what is going to happen. God has already planned our future. He knows our tomorrow. Although we sometimes feel small, and it can seem like He can forget us, we must remember that we are important to Him. He is always with us, helping us. We live in a fast-paced society. It's easy to get overwhelmed with the struggles of a daily routine, and with added pressure from your boss at work or an upcoming test at school, the cost of vehicles breaking down, having too many bills and the finances won't cover them all, relationship problems, holidays drawing near, and we want to get the perfect gift for everyone that we love, but we just don't have enough money to do everything that we want to do. Perhaps you've been laid off from work. Perhaps you have come down with an illness that you just can't shake, and it's costing you precious days off work, which means less money. Or perhaps it is a long-term illness, and some days you just struggle, really wishing that your body and your health would be restored, that there wasn't so much pain. We oftentimes feel rushed because we have so much to do and only so much time to accomplish all the tasks. Some days can be a struggle no matter how much coffee you have or encouraging messages that you hear on the radio, television, or internet. Friends, life doesn't always turn out to be the perfect picture that we dream about. Are you having a rough day today, or perhaps have been having a rough day for several weeks and months, and it just seems like you're never going to see the end of it? Seems like it will not go away. Friends, you have to stop and take a break once in a while. We have to take care of ourselves, because if we don't, we won't be able to take care of anyone else either. And my suggestion, you know, lock yourself in the bathroom for 5 minutes. Go for a walk. Turn on your favorite Christian music. And let the messages you hear coat your soul. Let His promises of His love and enduring strength and power raise you up. Get on your knees and pray. Whatever you decide to do, let it be doing something that is restful to your soul. And at this time, let us bow our head in prayer before we continue. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We are joined together today to hear Your Word. We are so grateful for Your Word, Your grace, mercy, and love, and forgiveness. We are so grateful that You love each of us unconditionally. We are so grateful that You care about each of us so much. Dear Heavenly Father, we are tired and weary. You know each of our struggles, our pain. So here in Your presence, we just want to take a break today. We are not asking for a perfect life, just some relief from our burdens. Even if it's just more of You, less of us, giving strength to our weary souls. Here, now, during today's message, we rest in You. You are our hope and salvation. Father, we know we can come before You and ask for You to change things. But if it is us that needs to change first, then please help us. We cannot do it alone. You are the Almighty Father, Creator of heaven and earth. Today we bow down to you, bow down to your will for each of us. We ask that your Holy Spirit take control of our life. Renew us and restore us. And if it be your will, please relieve our burdens. Give us courage and patience. Let your mercy be our guide. Give each of us rest and peace for our souls in Christ. And by your grace alone, I ask these things for each of us. And dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel. And make the words I speak today be a message straight from you. I pray that each of us would draw nearer to you today and each day forth, having a better understanding of you. May we all be encouraged from today's message and ready to face whatever new challenge comes our way. We thank you in advance for these answered prayers. In your Son Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's begin, so shall we? First of all, let me start out by saying that there is an invitation in the Bible. And I'm going to be visiting this verse quite often in today's message. Matthew 11:28. It says, Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Friends, I don't know about any of you, but I find that to be very comforting. What do you do when you grow restless or anxious? Jesus' words in Matthew 11:28-30 bring hope to those of us who are tired and worn out, and there are many of us. Because we all experience exhaustion, these verses are for every one of us. Just like our bodies experience exhaustion, our souls become weary and burdened with the circumstances of everyday life. Challenges, even small ones, have a way of depleting our souls. And our first response to weariness may not be to draw closer to God. But I personally cannot imagine anything better than receiving the rest of His presence when I am depleted. Whatever you're doing at this moment, can I ask you to please stop for just a moment and let these mental images sink into your soul. Visualize Jesus with arms wide open, and He is inviting you to draw close to Him, to His heart, and into His care. He longs to give each of us the rest that we really long for, the refreshing that we really need. And in Matthew 11:29-30, the Bible says, Get away with me. Walk with me. Work with me. Keep company with me. God is not far off and distant, as many of us may believe. In fact, as believers, His Holy Spirit dwells in each of us. I wanted to give each of you some homework in the following week. I want to challenge each of you to practice the presence of God. You may be asking yourself right now, what does that even mean? It means to walk through each of the days ahead with purpose, with the realization that He is there for you every step of the way, every day, all day. Jesus longs for each of us to be aware of His ever-abiding presence in a way that will significantly impact our life and our response to life. Isn't it purely amazing that Jesus would want to keep company with each of us? That is such a precious gift to each of us. And from personal experience over time, I have come to realize how much I need those quiet moments alone with God. And when I neglect spending time with Him, eventually it catches up to me and my soul begins to feel restless. I feel out of sorts, like something's missing. I begin to falter in my walk with the Lord. And I start to ask myself, what is going on with me? I pause and I think about my life and I realize that when I neglected to spend time with Him daily, my soul was seriously affected. And when this happens in your own life, don't you feel so much better, when you start putting God first in your life again? I know I do. God is the only one who can give your soul the rest that we all so desperately need. Even when my days are filled with all good things, I can only walk aware of Jesus when I devote some dedicated time with Him each and every day. And after those quiet moments with Him, I feel so restored. I can walk with my heart and mind set on Him again. I am armored up for the day. God completes my day. The more time you spend in His presence, the more easily you will spot the green pastures and the quiet waters that He provides to refresh and strengthen our soul. That's in Psalms 23. Many of you probably know that and have memorized that. I personally love the Psalms. Friends, I would highly recommend that you even memorize Psalm 16:8. It says, "I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me." And so, folks, I'm going to go ahead and go on a short break right now. I know this is a little soon in the message, but I want to do this because when I return, I have some things that I want to talk to you about, and there may not be a good stopping place again for the next half of this message. And so right now we're going to go to a short message, or a short break, I mean. And so this first song is Sparrows, and I love this song too. So listen closely. I think you'll be blessed.
Even You're not a distant God, not just a legend of old. In the middle of the darkness, there is no moment I'm alone. Your love.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I'm so happy that you've decided to join me. You know, as these songs were playing, I was thinking about just music and this and that. And my favorite radio station is K-Love. But I was also thinking about, I wonder how many of you out there have heard of the radio station Pandora. Pandora is it's an online radio station, and it's free. And if you go, you can find any kind of music you could possibly dream of you can find it on Pandora by putting in certain keywords. But my favorite on Pandora is if you look up Christian Contemporary, it plays a lot of the same music that I play on here and a lot of the same music that K-Love plays. But if I'm near a radio, I listen to K-Love, but sometimes I'm not always near a radio. Sometimes I just have my cell phone on me. And you can go to your Play Store and download the Pandora app, and it's free. And you too can enjoy this type of Christian contemporary music, even if you're not around the radio. You can enjoy it with your cell phone too. But anyway, that's just a little bit of trivia. So if you're just tuning in today, today's message is about finding rest for your soul. Do you ever get weary or burdened? What are some of the things that make you feel weary or burdened? How about these? Kids, friends, husband and wife, church, finances or debt, aging parents, the future, house maintenance, health, job, education, relationships with coworkers or in-laws, performance at work, stepchildren, ex-spouses, etc. And you could probably think of some other things to add to that list. Well, how does your body react when you're under a lot of stress? Perhaps your shoulders get tight, your chest hurts, you get headaches, you can't focus, you get physically ill. Others get grouchy and sometimes do stupid things to hurt other people. When I start to feel any of these things, I realize that I have been carrying the weight of the world on myself. And it says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." How many of you will admit today that you are weary and burdened by something? You are overloaded in your mind. You are overloaded in your spirit. You are overloaded in your emotions. What are some of the usual responses when this happens to us? Well, some of the good responses might be that you would try to get more sleep, or that you would exercise regularly, or that you would take time off, go fishing, go shopping, get involved with some of your favorite hobbies or music, etc. But some of the negative responses might be watching excessive amounts of TV, eating too much, taking medicine to speed us up or slow us down. Some of you may drink, but none of these things can give you rest for your soul. Because rest for your soul, only God can give you that. You need soul rest way more than you need physical rest. You need release from worry and tension, stress, guilt, fear, bitterness, and from anxiety. This is real soul rest. In Matthew 11:29, the Bible says, "All of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves." Why, of all the things that Jesus can teach us, when it comes to finding rest for our souls, we need to be humble, have gentleness and humility. It is because the two greatest causes of overload in your life are aggression and arrogance. These are what cause us to become overloaded. And you might ask, how? How does that do that? Well, aggression, we get in a hurry. This is the opposite of gentle. We have this mentality that we have to have something now, even if we can't afford it. So we overextend ourselves. We buy things we can't afford, and then we have to hustle more to pay for them. We don't want to wait. We don't want to pause. We don't want to delay. We don't want to consider. We want it now. We want to be assertive. We want to be aggressive. We want to jump right into things. And when we do that, we get overcommitted before we can possibly fulfill all the commitments that we've signed up for. We also get overloaded with arrogance. Ego is responsible for a lot more stress in your life than you could possibly imagine. We go out in our day thinking, oh, I can handle this, and so we take on another responsibility. Ego and arrogance is why we try to control everything, because we think we know better. We think we know what's good for us more than God does. We try to do it all, have it all, try to be it all, and try to please everyone. And this is the opposite of what Jesus teaches us. In verse 29, all of you take up my yoke and learn from me. Find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Folks, a yoke is a wooden crosspiece bound to the necks of a pair of animals, generally oxen or horses. Why does Jesus say that he wants us to take his yoke upon us? Why does he use this for a symbol? Well, a yoke is a symbol of partnership. There are two of you working on it, not just one. And Jesus says, I will help you out with your problems. I will help carry your load. Jesus doesn't add to your load. He says, I will share your load. Jesus says, stick with me. Go shoulder to shoulder with me, and I will partner with you and carry part of your load. He says that his yoke is made easy and the burden is light. Why? Because you are sharing your burden with him. In Psalms 55:22, the Bible says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He will carry your load and he will help you. Folks, God has a stronger back than we do. If you're overloaded, overstressed, burdened, it is because you are not yoked with Christ. Friends, let me tell you from experience. Every time that I get detached from God, my stress level goes up. And when I get reattached to God, my stress level goes back down. The yoke is a symbol of control. When oxen are yoked together, they are controlled by their master. So, when we are yoked with Christ, we are controlled by God. When we give up control over our lives, the load is lighter because we have turned our cares over to God. When we are yoked with Christ, we move in the same direction, at the same time, in the same place. If we are yoked, then we can't move in a different direction than Jesus. And also, if we are yoked to Jesus, we cannot move any faster than Jesus. He sets the direction and he sets the pace. In Matthew 16:24, the Message paraphrased says this, anyone that intends to come to me has to let me lead. You are not in the driver's seat, I am. And that's paraphrased. Friends, I want you to ask this question. Who is setting the pace in your life right now? Is it your own agenda or is it God's agenda? If you are setting the pace for your life, it is no wonder that you're stressed out. We humans tend to look around at what everyone else is doing, seeing others going faster and faster and faster, seeing others get things accomplished, and we feel as if we must move faster too to keep up with everybody. But what we don't recognize is that those folks that we think we've got to keep up with, they're burning out too. So why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we let others set the pace for our life? Let me ask you this. Who sets your pace or direction in these following areas? What about your phone, email, texting, social media, sports and recreation, work schedule, fashion or hairstyle, music, TV, movies, house, car, truck or bike, family time, money, church? Friends, we need to learn to say no to some things. Give yourself permission to say no. it's okay. And the next question is, and I struggle with this one too, please tell me which one of these I should wait on while I'm making something else a priority. And in Galatians 1:10, the Bible says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Wow, that is definitely something to think about. Learn to say no to perfectionism. House perfectly clean or lawn perfectly cut and trimmed, use the 80% rule. Everything doesn't have to be perfect all the time. Learn to say no to your kids once in a while. Learn to say no to constant entertainment. Ask God, how do you want me to spend my time, my money? Are you tired, worn out, burned out on life? Jesus says, come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. And that version of the Bible comes from The Message, Matthew 11:28-30, The Message version. And in Isaiah 40:29-31, the Bible says, he gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. Friends, I want to share some things that will cause unrest in your lives. One of those things is pride. Pride leads to unrest. In Jeremiah 17:5, the Bible tells us, this is what the Lord says, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. And so I ask you, what does this mean? Remember earlier when I spoke of taking up the yoke with Jesus? Well, when you cast the yoke aside and you live in your own strength, though maybe not conscientiously, but what you're really saying is, I can handle this better alone than I can with God. We all do this sometimes. I know I have. And for whatever reason, mostly because I have put too many obligations and commitments on myself, stretched myself too thin, decided that I didn't have the time for my morning time with God anymore, then I would begin to neglect time in the mornings with God. And so then, as a result of all that, I would tend to forget to rely on God and start to live in my own strength. And when this happens, I start trusting my own will over God's will. I start to believe in my own wisdom and what I can see rather than trusting God's promises. And so I ask you, how many of you will admit that this happens to you too? We allow emotions to lead our responses over the belief that He is working things out for our good. We just need to be a little more patient and have a little more faith in God and trust Him. Sometimes we get so busy that we lead self-absorbed lives relying on our own abilities. But where does that get us? It gets us tired, bone-weary, exhausted, burned out. God longs for us to lean heavily on Him. He wants to be our strength, our guide, our constant help every step of the way. And as most of you can probably relate, trusting in ourselves and depending on our own strength is utterly exhausting. So why do we do it? Well, another thing that can cause unrest is strife. Striving causes unrest. Ecclesiastes 2:22-23. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days their work is grief and pain. Even at night their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. Sometimes we tend to think that work is a curse, but it was actually established before any of us even entered into this world, before we were born. We are created in God's image, and He works. We are designed to work. The activity of work is our way of contributing to the lives of others and maintaining God's order here on earth. However, strife in any area of our lives is the result of sin. We all know what anxious striving in the workplace feels like. Workplace drama, for instance. Unchecked ambition, pride, greed, or perhaps a desire for recognition. Strife comes from unclear expectations and broken down systems. Since work consumes such a large portion of our time in our life, when it is filled with strife, we find that even at night, our minds do not rest. And this is not what God wants for us. Ecclesiastes 3:12-13, the Bible says, "I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man." Notice the word joyful. Joyful and happiness are two different things. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit of God. Joy is a purposeful feeling that comes from God, along with peace. Happiness is from the flesh. Joy doesn't change within us no matter what our circumstances are. We decide on purpose to feel blessed, to know that we are blessed, to know that whatever we're going through at that moment will not last forever, that it's only temporal. And so we find joy in that. We find joy in God's promises. It is not led by our emotions, but happiness is led by our emotions. Our happiness can be tossed about with every wind or storm that blows through, setting us up for a roller coaster ride of highs and lows. And worry and fear, those also create unrest. In Philippians 4:6-7, the Bible says, "Don't worry about anything." I want to emphasize that. I want to say that again. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. You will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. I love this verse. It is such a powerful verse. Have you ever experienced so much anxiety, worry, fear, etc., over something that's going on in your life that you begin to actually feel physically ill? I'm talking about feelings like blood pressure rising, nausea, lightheadedness, stomach pains, shoulders and back and knots, headaches, that sort of thing. Things that make you physically sick because you get so upset about them. If so, instead of giving in to fear, we need to practice God's presence. Within a few moments of reminding yourself that God is in control, that there is quite literally nothing you can do about your circumstances. So it's foolish to allow yourself to get all worked up over something you have no control over. I bet you that you will begin to tangibly feel His presence walking beside you. Walking through any situation with your mindset on Jesus will change you, will change how you feel inside. It doesn't necessarily change your circumstances, but it changes where your mind is and how you feel internally, in your heart. It will give you a peace beyond all understanding so that you can face whatever circumstances going on in your world. God gives you the grace and the mercy to get through it. Fear, worry, anxiety, those are all natural responses to many of life's situations, but I want you to consider for a moment that they are thieves. Because they are. That's exactly what they are. When you focus on the what-ifs of the future, we miss the blessing of our current reality, that Jesus is with us. He's for us. He's working everything out for our good, even at that moment. Fear only robs us of the peace that we can experience in the moment. Friends, I want to share something with you about me. Just give you a little window into my past life. Some 20 years ago, I was a real hot mess. I was a perfectionist with OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. I had very strong tendencies in both areas. And I want to tell you, that's a very terrible, terrible, terrible combination, where you believe that nothing you do is ever good enough, so you spend all your time anxious, upset, worried, fearful, working yourself harder and harder, making yourself sick all the time, and yet you never accomplish everything you'd hoped for. And so the next day, you strive to work yourself even harder to get it right. And that's just a vicious cycle that just continues day after day after day. I drove myself crazy and everyone around me, because what they saw looked just fine to them. But I could spot something out of place from a mile away, even if it was simply a tiny piece of lint on my carpet from another room away. I worried about everything. I worried about cleaning the house. I worried about having time to cook and having time to spend time with my daughter. I worried about, you know, where the next dollar was going to come from. I worried about finances and debt and if my car was going to break down and if I was going to be able to get groceries this week. And I worried, am I going to be late today? You know, I got to hurry, got to hurry, got to hurry. I can't be late for work. You know, my mind ran all the time, 24/7. It never rested. And folks, I made myself sick every day trying to put these impossible chores on myself, all in an attempt to make my life more perfect. And, you know, my life, or my husband's life, and make my child's life perfect. And can I tell you, that is a sickness. It's a disease. No one can keep up with that kind of pace. And though you might run harder to achieve whatever it is, it's not going to change the fact that however much we believe we are in control, we are not. But you know what? Can you imagine? You know, I said no one can keep up with that pace forever. I kept up with that pace from the time I was approximately 18 years old to approximately, around 35 or 38, somewhere in that area. And that's a long stretch of time. And I don't know how I did it. Obviously, I was not relying on God's strength, but my own. And it was a terrible disaster that has probably had a lot to do with my high blood pressure today and different things. I abused myself too much when I was so much younger. Friends, there finally came a point in my life when God laid it on my heart how foolish I was for behaving this way, thinking this way. It suddenly became clear to me that I was really doing a lot of harm, a lot of physical harm to myself. I was making myself older before my time. And why? For what? For all of my worries, anxieties, fears, perfectionism, OCD tendencies, nothing happened on my time schedule. I was not in control. God was. When I finally got through my head to just let go of it all, when I finally realized all these years I'd been doing this, before I was really done for, financially or whatever it was, God always came through for me. You know, and if you look back, kind of thinking along sports terms, if you look back in your own life, say baseball, for instance, when you look back in your own life, God has always batted 100%. Think about that. Think about all the times in your past when things looked grim, looked like you know, it was, everything was going to fail. Everything was going to fall apart. Everything was going to fall to pieces. You were going to lose your house, lose your mind, lose your car, lose whatever, you know. Didn't God always come through at the very end? Just when you thought, oh my gosh, I'm done for. There's no way I can get around this. There's no way I can save any of this. Didn't God pull through in His perfect timing for you? He always, in His perfect timing, everything was perfect. He would swoop in and save my day. And when I realized that I could trust God with my life, there was such a great weight that lifted off my shoulders and a sense of peace that I had never felt before. And to this day, I practice God's presence. And I have faith in Him. I have trust in Him to work all things out in my life in His perfect timing. He has never let me down yet. And He won't in the future. And He won't for you either. Friends, I pray for each of you to find that freedom, that peace, to just let things go in your life. Just let it go. Trust in God for your present and for your future. He never leaves or forsakes us. He promises that. He is always right beside us, every step of the way. You don't ever have to worry that God will forget you or your situation or won't come through for you in your most desperate hour. So, is worry or fear causing restlessness in your heart today? Tell God exactly what you need. Thank Him for who He is, what He does, and that He is with you always. And then receive His peace. It will be the best choice you ever made. God says our source of salvation and strength are found in returning rest, quietness, and trust. And for an overachiever, trust me, I know this, for an overachiever, this sounds counterproductive and impossible, especially the rest and the quiet part. But honestly, they do produce strength and peace. For years, I had it all wrong. I felt guilty when I rested or took extended quiet times. Maybe you feel the same way right now. Rest always felt like an indulgence that I didn't have time for and I didn't deserve it. That I didn't have all my chores done. I didn't have everything marked off of my to-do list. Friends, you know, God doesn't want that. But back in those days, my thinking was, surely God wants me to flutter around at breakneck speed to get as much accomplished in a day's time as possible. But you know what? Anxious activity depletes your mind and your soul, and it does not produce strength. You do deserve to indulge yourself in some quiet time, some alone time, some downtime. Maybe you feel like you're so overwhelmed that, and you're perhaps completely unequipped for the many assignment tasks that you've accumulated on yourself. In Isaiah 30:15, the Bible says, "For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling." Wow. Friends, I don't ever want God to say that about me. I don't ever want Him to say that I was unwilling to rest, that I was unwilling to take the mercy and grace that He offers us. I ask you this question, because there was a time that I probably did do this some 20, 30 years ago. Have you so fell in love with busyness that you proudly reject the rest that God offers? The verse from Isaiah challenges us to create a healthy rhythm for our daily activities. We should make time for quiet moments so that we can recognize and receive Jesus' offer to walk aware of Him, to allow Him to lead, to rest in His timing, and to trust His love. In Psalms 19, 7 and 8, the Bible says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes." Many circumstances of life are truly exhausting, as all of you well know. And the more we think about them, the more exhausted we become. For instance, the bank account is low. The doctor's report is unexpected and unsettling. A friend's choices are hurtful to us. The roof is leaking and the car is making strange noises. But to quote Jesus, "Each day has enough trouble of its own. Take one day at a time, one moment at a time." The only way to keep circumstances from overwhelming you is to focus on God's promises. Meditate on His Word and what God wants you to receive in His message. But what does it mean to meditate on His Word? It is said that if you know how to worry, then you know how to meditate. We all know what worry is. It's a negative emotion that you replay over and over in your mind. For sure, difficult situations create unrest for our soul as we mull them over and over again. But when we allow God's Word to shape our thoughts, we know how to respond in every situation. His Word refreshes us, makes us wise, renews our joy, and realigns our perspective. My best advice for each of you is to keep your life in balance by keeping it simple. In Timothy 6:6-9, the Bible tells us, "Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we are brought into this world with nothing, and we can take nothing out. But if you have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation, a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge people into ruin and destruction." Friends, we live in a world where simplicity is in short supply. Think for a moment about the complexity of your own everyday life and compare it to the lives of your ancestors. Certainly, we have a lot more technology, but those things come with a great price. In all likelihood, your life is probably too complex. You have probably put too many demands on your life, taken on too many responsibilities, trying to please everybody. Our Heavenly Father understands the joy of living simply, and so should we. Do yourself a favor and attempt to keep your life as simple as possible, even if that means saying no to some things, to cutting some things out of your life, or limiting them, but not making them all your something that you do every day, day in and day out. By simplifying your life, you are destined to improve your life. Simplicity and peace are closely related. However, complexity and peace are not. Friends, no one is going to simplify your life for you. You have got to simplify things for yourself. Distractions are very harmful to our body, mind, and soul. Whatever excites the curiosity, scatters the thoughts, disquiets the heart, absorbs the interests, or shifts our life focus from the kingdom of God within us to the world around us, that is a distraction. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the world is full of distractions. It is Satan's job to make our faith complicated and involved. But now and then, we need a rediscovery of the simplicity that is in Christ and in our faith to Him. and in him. Friends, this brings us to the end of our hour here on the Hope Show. And I hope each of you have been blessed by what you have heard. So let us now bow our head for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us of our sins. Help us to understand the joys of simplicity. Life is so complicated without adding any more confusion. Dear Heavenly Father, our heart is often filled with chaos and confusion. We often feel like we are drowning in our circumstances, and our hearts are filled with fear and confusion. We need the strength and peace that only you can give us. So right now, we choose to rest in you. Wherever we happen to be in our life, with all of life's hurdles, all of the demands that are placed upon each of us every day, please help us to keep it simple, very simple. We thank you in advance for all you have done and all that you are about to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Today was the message was an inspiring one about something that we all need to do to find rest for our soul. And so until we join again next week, same time, same place, may God richly bless you and may you find the rest for your soul that we so desperately need.
Let your will
just because I go.